Hello and welcome to the Answer Podcast. My name is Papa Busha and I'm joined by the Bear Witcher himself, once again, Sebastian Kalemba.
Hello everyone, and today we're going to host Tomasz Radziewicz, the very famous sculptor.
He is known for things like our collector's figures, but not only for The Witcher and Cyberpunk, he's also created some of the most iconic sculptures throughout Poland. And I'm talking giant, huge things depicting important parts of our history. This is going to be an amazing one. We're going to talk about small sculptures to huge ones and also how he shares his knowledge. So let's jump straight into it. All right, Tomek Radziewicz, welcome to the podcast. It's a pleasure to have you. And I was really, like, really pushing for this one because I loved your talk from last year's Promised Land, but we'll get to that later. First, if you could introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background and about your art.
And should I do a short?
Whatever you like.
It's impossible. The way
you can love be it. Short, the way it can be it. Long.
Okay, and my name is Tomasz Radziewicz, and generally I'm a sculptor. And from a few years, I work as a creature designer and character designer. But daily, I try to be just a crazy guy who is, familiar with art and sculpture, people with passion, etc. Yeah. And for many years, when I met the guys from CD Projekt Red, I a little bit sick with this path of reality. That's why I'm here. Mm-hmm. Because I need, medicine for doing my soul more easy, more creativity, etc. Because this is the place. Meeting people, talking, sharing experience, looking what they're doing, etc., etc.
So what did you do before? Before you started, going into creatures, I know you're very well known for doing Geralt and the Griffin statue, which we had part of the collector's edition for Witcher 3. Also V on the motorcycle, for Cyberpunk 2077. But what was the kind of other things that you do? Because you're also well known throughout Poland for doing different sculptures, which are different scales.
This is my first background, because I graduated the Academy of Fine Art, and this experience from that time is very important for me for today when I'm designing the creatures and monsters. But generally, I feel like a sculptor who created the big monumental art with totally different materials than collectibles figure. Mm-hmm. Because I love and I know very well marble, granite, bronze, wood, etc. And I love this because if you want to be an artist, especially a sculptor, you have to have not only knowledge about the, tools, but at first about the materials. Materials. Mm-hmm. Because the sculptor all the time should be compare, do something with material. Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's why the background with, big scale, different materials, clay, bronze, etc., I think make me from a little bit different world. Maybe not level, because it's, I should be careful with this word. But I think mostly from different world. And as, my passion from childhood, designing the creatures and monsters, and today experience with doing big sculptures, the mix is for me very, very excited. Yeah? Yeah. Jumping from small stuff, crazy world, to big size, heavy materials, and very, very, for example, serious topic. Can I say like that?
Yeah.
I mean, Jean-Paul II, Józef Piłsudski, etc. It makes me crazy sometimes in my mind. But this is great because you never know what you will do next day.
Yeah.
But what is actually very impressive is that when I look at your art, it seems that you have absolutely no problem with whatever scale you want to produce and whatever material you're going to play with.
Like and that, a huge range, and like hu- yeah, from like, stuff like that is in pop culture to like animals. Like I love you have available in your store and also here, like the bust of a gorilla.
Yeah,
it's so real, and you can do these things, but also you can do historical figures.
Yeah,
I mean the big statue of cavalry that you were talking about in your last year's talk. I mean, it's incredible. It's made of bronze. It's huge, and it's just like the scale of it is incredible, and
like
then on
capturing
the
moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's actually a tough thing, right? Like capturing the moment that they are like you feel that they are, there's a frame out of the animation almost. Like you know what I mean? They're living, and but I'm really wondering, what's your favorite material, or do you have any, or you don't mind to play with? Like as I see you, like as a guide, like I can give you whatever, and you can create whatever. It's like which is
exactly,
very impressive.
Exactly.
It's very impressive because very often artists have their preferences. Like for example, I know one sculptor, and he does things only in wood and very specific wood. You know, because the oak is not that easy for let's say him. But you seem that there are no limits for you. Like,
it's, you know, this is true. I know why is that I feel different materials, and generally I have feeling with form, with movement, etc. And I know that we have many artists who are focused on special, I don't know, design or art. Yeah. I know guys who are very perfect with portrait, another guy is very perfect with this material, with this design, etc., etc. And I respect this very much. And I can do this the same, you know, try to be really focused to this and doing my work better and better. I mean, for example, doing the portrait. But for my soul and my imagination and belief, believing for being the best artist, sorry, I don't know how can I say this, I need to, you know, touch different feeling of art, different area of art, because at first, I talked it many times, I want to wake up in the morning, and when I look at first time at my work, I am the first guy who is surprised. Yeah? It's not, you know, it's not interesting for me when I'm doing something and I show my art to you or you, for example, and oh, cool, I never see this, yeah? When I see it and I'm surprised, this is the most important thing.
That's incredible.
And that's why always when I do something, never mind, it's abstract form and realistic form, after this work, for example, it's 5 o'clock, yeah? Or 3 o'clock and everybody goes at flat, yeah? I sit on the desk, I put my art, and I spend time with this art, only thinking what I'm doing, what kind of process I did, and where is the step to the future in this project.
Beautiful.
This is always important, because many guys have something like that, do this, the way from start to the end need, for example, a few hours, the time is done, and they go to the flat, and they forgot. Yeah. Of course, I know many artists who do this and they go to work and think about this. But I think about art all the time. Even I sit here, that's why we talk about this. Yeah. But it's not enough. Mm-hmm. You have to sit in front of your creativity from this day and look at this and think from many levels what kind of process you did, what is new, what kind of problem you had, what kind of problem you involve. I don't know how you can say. Huh? This is very, always ask yourself that answer for your question. Yeah? Because I said before we start, yeah, many guys make a lot of question. And as a guy from outside, you can think, oh, he has very interesting, smart question. I need the answer. Just an answer. That's why when I'm making the workshop with people, I explain a lot about sculpting the process. At first, always I try to say the feeling is the first, but you have to understand what are you doing. In the mix between feeling and knowledge is very very important. I said too much and I forgot a little bit question.
The question was, but I think you answered it. Like, it doesn't matter the material. You want to actually touch everything because you believe that it's good for your creative soul.
And also a challenge, right? I see like there is this
it's
thing.
It's a stimulus, right? Like if you start doing only one thing, that actually you actually losing the stimulus.
You said something important with material, because this all this material and sculptors is like the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you touch individual material, you have to think together with this material.
Mm-hmm.
You can put the same form with dynamic poser into the clay and into the stone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can, but you have to be careful. You have to hear this material. That's why sometimes I have problem with guys who work only, with computer. Huh? Because with this machine, you can do everything.
Yeah.
You try to hear you and the concept.
Mm-hmm.
But please, don't forget this material.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm talking about this from sculptor perspective. Because the guys who create the work in for the movie, for example, for the game, they don't need maybe, the knowledge, so big knowledge with material. I know that they do creatures and monsters with from flesh, from stone, I don't know what. Yeah, that's why they need two knowledge from this. But it's something different when you do this character. For example, a character in computer and in real. For example, look, sometimes I try to say, doing good art, generally art, yeah? Some guys touch stone, marble, yeah? And doing something like beautiful figure, yeah? And oh, it's fine with texture, you know, the form, beautiful chest, muscle, etc., yeah? And it's okay. But another guy can touch the stone and doing some simple things without strong texture, easy form.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say, of course, somebody can say, this is only your feeling. Yeah? Okay. We always can say
of course,
that,
that's how we interpret
but
art.
This another guy who only just touched the stone, but in the right point, can do much better art, because always I try to talk about this from art perspective. This work can be much better, much more interesting, and this work can, make in your soul another feeling. Yeah. And that's why that I talk different materials. I can much better feeling how I can catch the move, for example, in different materials, in different poses. You know? Especially because I love put in my eye, in my art, life, not only beautiful look. I'm the beautiful face, etc.
Yeah.
The move, the feeling is very important, because when you see some art.
Mm-hmm.
The first, you have your feeling, your own feeling. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can go, oh, what? Why I feel this so deeply?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can think, if you have this need, I don't know how can I say. Yeah? And I love movement. I love catch this moment. This is difficult. That's why for this, I use the knowledge of material, knowledge of generally art, knowledge of walls, fantasy art, etc. It's many, many things. And if you want to create something like good art, still art, you see, you have to think in the same time simultaneously.
But it must be also difficult if you're working with, like, for example, you mentioned, like, if you're modeling something on a computer in 3D, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you can go back, you can change things. With some materials, you can't.
Good question.
You're stuck. It's stone.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You cut once, and if you mess up, the marble goes sayonara. And it's like, with clay, you can't go back. But it requires a different skill set, because you're working literally with your hands. And it's not like you're controlling a mouse. You need to know, like, if I press on this way, I will get this shape. If I do this, well, I get a different shape. It's much different than having a tool in which you kind of drag things, move around. But how is it? Like, it's a craft that people say, on the one hand, can be kind of archaic, old, because it's tactile. Everything now is digitalized. So Like, let's talk about this a little bit, like kind of playing with digital versus real, hands-on.
And have you ever played with digital? Like, have you used 3ds Max, whatever?
Yes, I try to do this, but, you know, I have so many projects simultaneously that I don't have time to, you know, to touch this every day. And my memories, you know, is very short. My memory is more from touch with my hand. Mm-hmm. That's why when I touch something and other guys, I feel this guy not only from, you know, this from, for example, when I touch today in the morning Sebastian, I felt him very strong. And this great guy. Huh?
Yeah.
Because I remember the
form. You have an awesome handshake. It's very like you feel the other person and you hold it for a little bit longer. Then instead of just like a lot of people just are like, hey, hey, hey. Like, like they almost don't touch. For you, it's like you're like really taking the energy. Yeah, yeah, the energy from the person.
But you ask me something interesting. I don't know how can I say about this. I mean, the working computer and this that you can change everything very fast and, you know, you can back to the process.
Yeah, it's more forgiving also.
Exactly, case, especially me. Huh? And the second part when I sculpting in real material and you can do this. Okay, you can do this because you can every time make the silicon form, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But the process is too long. And I'm too boring to doing this. That's why generally it's the first part is like doing in computer and you can go to the future and to the past, like, you know, we know everybody. Mm-hmm. But with art, that's why with art, in real art, what is very important, try to understand, is be here.
Be in the moment.
Here. I mean, much wider, jak jest szerzej?
Wider,
yeah. I mean, like in life.
Mm-hmm.
Because all that many people think about the past, we live in our country, we have a lot of think with the past. We think a lot about the future, but we forgot many times, for example, daily, this moment, like now, we spend together, we talk about this, and this moment is very important. This is like exactly with art in real.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this moment, you have to catch or do a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I don't know how it's in English, odpowiadać za to.
You're responsible for it.
Responsible. I know this word, but I wasn't sure. And you responsible exactly in this moment about the final effect. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly like with photography. Yeah? In the past, you catch the photo.
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And because, you know, I have a digital camera and before you start took the picture, you exactly know, all the time, you be very carefully what's happened in the world. Then you, bah, catch this. It's the same in art and real, this responsible is very important in this process. We have responsible in 3D art, of course, but you always say yourself, oh, I can go back to the... But me and people like me, when we do something now, we have to, we never are sure. Huh? We're feeling this. I'm feeling this. Feeling. Again, I said in process of creativity, feeling. Huh? I'm sure this is the moment. This is the right point of my creation and go to the future. Yeah? And I love this, you know, decision of in process of art, decision. You never know that this decision is right. But when I created something, I never had situation that I'm doing something and, I did this decision. And finally, when I have the effect, I think, it's right. And this is good because on the one side, it's good when you have a lot of things for using. But today we have so much technology, everything around us, and you need something like an island, your island, when you feel very comfortable. Maybe not comfortable, I mean more strong and like a master of this place. Yeah. And when you have this place, you can build your world.
Is it like a physical place or is it a place that is in your mind?
I mean mostly in mind, yeah? And this is very important because if you don't have the the island, for example. I don't know how can I call it. You know? And everything is vibration.
Yeah.
You know, we know everything is vibration because we are vibration as an artist. Yeah. That's why we have to put our feet, I don't know, on some stabilish place.
Yeah, fundamental place. Yeah.
You know, just simple words, you know, staying on the ground and have the head in the sky.
Yeah.
That's something like
so
this.
So being grounded on the one head, on the other hand, kind of dreaming and also thinking about different possibilities.
We have to always be open. You ask about this material, about the movement. Mm-hmm. That's why I prefer that every artist try to be open to another artist. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm here. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm talk with guys from game and film industry. You know?
Plus, you do the amazing workshops where you give people clay and you sit them down or like let's create and you talk about the process, which is like the best hands-on experience. And I feel like for a lot of people who are used to the, let's say, the new way of doing art with lots of technology, going back and actually touching clay is very like, you know, it's visceral, it's real, right? Yeah. And it's different for them. And it's like, it must be interesting also like the how they interpret it, because they might, you know, sit down and be like, wow, okay, how do I transfer what's in my head to this piece, right?
Because we have to, you know, press this guy from comfortable area, you know?
Yeah.
And this is always exactly like me. I'm doing everything sometimes, for example, in marble. Mm-hmm. Because many years are sculpted in marble, yeah? Mm-hmm. Then I, you know, push my to another surface.
You feel less comfortable. And that's actually when you're vulnerable and you're less comfortable, you actually love that, right? A lot of people are afraid of going outside the safe space, right?
Exactly.
But for example, like many animation productions,
they
still use real sculpts to be able to capture the volume of the character or the creature.
But you mean many studios?
Like, let's say, I mean, Pixar, for example. Yeah. They always, you know, sculpt in real clay, in real material, the main characters. For example, I've seen recently the making of, there's this movie at Netflix, Sea Beast. And they literally made a sculpt of this beast, because the fun fact is that some people that do only digital, they sculpt thing in, let's say, a brush, then they print it, and it doesn't look as good as it is in the viewport. And they realize that, you know, that you don't have this perspective. And so actually, for example, in Seabeast, there was this very first model, then they've modeled it, and this model was huge. I don't remember the name of the sculptor, but very beautiful.
Andrea Blasic.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful.
The character was from another guy, but the sculpture did.
Really cool. And then they recreated it again in the digital, right? And then it finally matched the real size, kind of the real volume. And you can tell it. I really like this movie, actually. I was very positively surprised with the quality. And this creature was fleshy, you know. You can feel the meat, the size. And in my opinion, the part of making it fleshy, it is exactly because they actually took a step back, modeled it in the real life, and then again retransfer it to the digital world, right?
I try to believe in that still because I talked with some guys, for example, with Andrea Blasic about how the process looks like today. And we have to remember that every year, you know, everything changes. You know? The process of creativity is so fast. You know? And the guys who make decision come from different background. You know? And I see... because Andrea, for example, taught it for me that the guys who remember the past, when we sculpt everything in clay, they respect this and they need this for make a movies, make the character for the movies. Yeah? But many new directors don't feel this. That's why I'm a little bit sad, can I say like that? Because this, what you said, is very important. You know? Okay, I can understand that, you know, this what you create in computer and when it stayed in computer and looks well, don't need the reality, the 3D reality. Huh?
Yeah.
But if you want make the form generally better, it's always when you can give life this design in real mm-hmm. and check this, yeah? Yeah, look this from many points
from
of view.
All sides.
It's always bad. It's yeah. always this is next tools. Mm-hmm. The old stuff. I mean the contact with material. You know, tools, wire tools, etc. This is forgot. Sometimes I think it's forgotten lever, forgotten area to mm-hmm. make creativity. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I believe we will you know, need work like this in the future with another project. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially, I believe that the guys who create, you know, 3D art want touch this too, not yeah. only seeing. Yeah? Yeah. And this is mm-hmm. fun, yeah? Because, yeah. okay, we spent from many years, I mean, like a human, mm-hmm. you know? Many time in front of, you know, screen. But still, we a little bit like a monkey, like a gorilla. Huh?
Yeah.
We need touch, you know.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And that's why maybe you saw when I met guys, which I like, I touch him, you know.
Yeah.
Close contact. Yeah. Of course, not too close. Don't be afraid, yeah. But we need this.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that the guys, the artists who create, and I want to believe that the mm-hmm. guys who create art in computer want to see, and please guys, believe and try to need the art in real, yeah,
mm-hmm.
because then this art is much deeply, can mm-hmm. I say like that?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's but pretty, it's yeah. changed a little bit. It's not
yeah, yeah.
today with making the model for the movie in real,
yeah.
it's I not mean, the same like 10 years ago. It's a little bit,
yeah,
like with you remember. Time with Terminator, yeah, the time
yeah.
90s, yeah,
mm-hmm.
the computer effect, CGI, etc., come to, you know, to the movie industry. Everything mm-hmm. changed,
yeah.
And like in 80s, last century, sculptors, you know, was like rock heroes, yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then after this yeah. this time with computer, many guys forgot about this, yeah, about this artist. And today is a little bit different because mm-hmm. we need a little bit of time to change and to understand this, that the experience, the background from this real art is very important. That's why today when I saw art, when I see CGI effect mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. real art, real model, makes me big fan. You can see Star Wars, also, mm-hmm. old Star Wars,
yeah.
new episode of Star Wars. We know this. We feel this.
They're
yeah.
making actually the models.
Exactly.
The question is, though, don't you think like moving into the future with how 3D printing has become a big thing, won't they just take the easy routes, like create it in 3D, print it, like, and then working with real materials, like that's like, oh, it just takes so much time. Like, of course you could mold something, and like you said, you could create a mold out of something that you made and then replicate that and create like a lot of things, for example. But for a lot of people, when they're concepting stuff and they want to like create something real, they will do it in 3D
mm-hmm.
and then it'll just like let's transfer that to the printer, let's create it because it'll make the process quicker yeah.
But when I hear the words quicker
mm-hmm.
is something like buapka, I don't know what can
it's
I say
trap, yeah.
trap. I don't know how I can say this precisely, because everything what don't need time, emotion, energy or passion, everything was is very generally quicker
mm-hmm.
whatever it means, is just dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to say this is good or not good.
Mm-hmm.
Let me use this word dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Because this is like a crapper. Crapper?
Crapper.
Yeah? Look, when I will do some art,
mm-hmm.
I spend with this, for example, 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
I will think about this is, I want to do this for my friend and I want to do well.
Mm-hmm.
What will be your reaction if you will got this compared with something like, I do something, hey, this is for you.
No, it's much
I
different.
Don't want to say this is good or this
yeah.
is bad from artistic point.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say this is the time, this
that
is the moment, what
more,
I said. Time.
It's more
we
personal.
Spent,
yeah.
It's personal, yeah. Personal, yeah, about art.
Mm-hmm.
Art is personal.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm doing, of course. I want to say about me because I don't feel like a politician who talk always about everybody. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I create. It's personal. No? Mm-hmm. Even I do this in a lot of copy, but it's my personal work. Yeah. If I spend a lot of time, this is not like product.
Yeah, it's not very like fast. A ready product.
Because I
fast
think
consumer of, product.
Yeah, because I think about cash. Give me the cash. Give me the cash. Of course, I want to get the cash because I have company.
You're a businessman.
As a businessman too, yeah. But I want to give you this as a gift or sell to another and get a man, of course.
Yeah.
This is my soul. This is my passion. Yeah?
That's
why I don't produce, 5,000, 5 million products just for cash or cash or cash. Yeah? Yeah. Because I don't need a Porsche or something like that. I need good guys, creativity guys, and creativity world close to me. Not this simple, stupid things to show me, exactly what I said earlier before we start, maybe, We built every artist, a lot of guy, artists too, but I mean generally people, We create, on the one side, I can understand this, we create something like big bubble, I don't know, banker, I don't know,
bubble,
with our,
who we are,
how very important we are,
And we'd course, have a good car, a big house, cool
but even,
stuff.
Even not. This is maybe not so important, but two. Some level of this. In this bubble, because the core house. People who I know, for example, that what I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing.
Very important.
When you really look this, and when you really touch this, and when you feel it, when you feel this, really. You can see, but I don't see the something really something very important. Of course, I want to say that everybody's like that. No, of course, no. No? But I love guys, which I touch. Never mind mentality, physically, or something like that. Physically, of course, like this. But when I feel that he has something in the background. From mentality, from the soul, from the creativity. I love this touch. I love this contact because the contact is in the same time with many levels. And this contact can improve me. Yeah? And time flies. I'm not 20 to spend time with guys who are in Pruzhny.
In a vacuum, yeah.
I need, I'm very hungry in general. Oh, this is maybe good try to say me something. About people and about art. Very simple, like a sculptor. I want to eat in a dinner, just good, strong meal, like a kotlet schabob.
Yeah.
And then I have energy for creating something. And I want to meet people like kotlet schabob. Sorry for this simple example. I want to eat galaretka. It's sweet.
Yeah.
It's a quirk. Okay. I have maybe energy for 1 hour.
Yeah.
But then I feel
hungry again.
Hungry is not so bad.
And we.
But pusty?
Empty.
Yeah.
Empty. Yeah. And I'm trying to talk about this compared to this two creativity process. Creativity meeting, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Too much philosophy.
This kind of like meeting these type of people. Like comparing it to a meal paints a picture, because if it's a meal that fills you, you feel like you're, like I always say this, after Promised Land, I feel like whenever we come back to work, to Warsaw, we have like this battery of like being inspired and also of being just, like ready to work and take on new challenges, like filled to the brim, because you're surrounded by people who have this creative energy and they're like transferring it to other
spirit,
people.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This what you said is similar to what Seba asked me in the morning. It's right. But again, let me compare this to the simple porównanie. I don't know.
Comparison.
Yeah, that's why the place like here. Yeah? I try imagine that the place is like a little bit like the dishes, kotlet schabob.
Yeah.
I can eat this long, but then I have energy to work long.
Yeah.
Not again like this galaretka.
Yeah.
Because It's very easy, especially on event. Believe me, eat a lot of sweet things and feel very powerful and inspiration. But don't remember, don't forget, you need the energy and keep this moment for a long time. Because this is typical for a human. If somebody told you all the time, you are great, you're perfect, you are doing, you did this, fantastic.
You don't have to work anymore, you're perfect already.
I go back to my flat and I'm the best, you know? And
king next of the world.
And next day I wake up, oh my God, it was too much sweet, etc., etc., etc. It's simple to compare, but generally I love this event, you know, this, that's why I'm here, and that's why I wish this event, this is not suggestion because you are the master from this event, but I want to always feel something like when I came here again, I will get the energy and the inspiration, motivation to doing this, not from 1 week and 2 weeks or only just in this moment. This moment is beautiful. This moment, very beautiful. But we have to really, this is another very important thing. You know this reflection.
It stays with you, right?
Reflection. Today we spend so many time, you know, with daily habits. We have to do this. And the time flies so fast, even with our work. We have so little time for reflection. Even after I look, ask yourself, Sebastian, you took a lot of work from this event. Yeah, spend a lot of time with many guys.
Yeah,
you have to make a progress in your mind, I'm sure, very fast, yeah? Because you know the time flies.
Yeah,
and after this event, you will go back to your work.
Yeah,
where and how long do you have time for reflection? Not only about this. What kind of relationship do you have with these people from all over the world? But because everybody are the artists from different feeling, different places. Please ask me, because, oh, this is good, what he said. I have a question. I think not so difficult question, simple question. And I want to now, please tell me, answer. How many time you have after event like this for reflection? For your soul, for your vision of the future, I think that. Because you're a busy guy. You have to back to the work. Tomorrow you will wake up and go to another project.
That's true. And like, to be honest, on the personal level, I have to wake up at 5 a.m. to be able to have 1 hour for myself, to be able to digest what I experienced yesterday and put it down on the paper. When it comes to the more, let's say, the event kind of a thing, we have, you know, some kind of a, we call it retrospection, right? Yeah. When we sit down with a team and discuss what was good, what we can improve, what is the biggest lesson that we've learned for this event, after this event, and what can we apply for the next one. But believe me, like, actually, that's the very first time at Promised Land that we are having that podcast like this. And I take a few sentences, a few notes after each conversation, because every single time I learn something here, and that are my moments to make sure that, you know, I will get back to it, let's say this evening, and I will, you know, remind myself. But to be able to do it is exactly what you said. You have to be aware and mindful that you need such moments in the day, because other than that, you will forget and you will, you have to kind of, you know, pack them, you know, as a kind of like a gifts. That's my favorite part of events. It's not just the inspiration, like a sweet inspiration that is like, you know, just like a very cheap fuel. This is a nitro fuel that stays for me it stays for months.
Yeah,
you know, that this is something that it keeps me going, for example, right? And we always have this talk that just a date of a week before the event is like, oh my God, it took so much. Actually, this year, the team made so much progress, and I wasn't even able to help as much as I did in the past. And I was like, oh yeah, huge effort. It's gonna be tough for sure, because to be energized all the time, every day, like you know, we talk a lot. We, you know, there's no spare minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then, and you know, day before you're kind of stressed, but then you start the event, and it pays off, and you love it. You know what I mean?
Close.
Like mm-hmm. I see you, you know, crazy guy, and I'm like, yeah, I haven't seen you for a year, and I missed you, man. Right? Yeah. That the moment, that the pace of everything.
It's like an extended family that you have and you meet once a year, and you're like, and you also meet new members of that family.
The funny thing is that you have a feeling that, I haven't seen Tomek for a year, but I feel that I haven't seen him for 2 days, right? Yeah. Like, that's amazing, you know?
And we're still the same.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The same young.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The same beautiful.
Yeah. Age is only a number, right?
Yeah. So they say.
My bug doesn't say that, but yeah.
You remember, we have to start in the morning some days, you know, do some gym, maybe.
Some
working.
Jiu-jitsu, right?
Yeah. Sport is also good for that. Like having sport as a place where you kind of are mindful and you actually do these light retrospectives of what happened the day before, what you kind of want to do like today, and also like looking into the cool things that happened and actually appreciating them. Because I feel like, you know, like you said, we're running all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to stop and appreciate the work that we did, or also to stop and think about what we could do better. Because sometimes it's just like, it's like the hamster wheel. You're running, you're running, but it's like you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, but say yourself only stop is enough. You have to stay, you know, and feel that your body is sometimes, you know, without vibration, without just I'm stop it, and you know, you feel it, and wait, and then because all the time we try to explain us, stop it. I sit for 5 minutes, and then somebody called to you, somebody this, and oh my god, it was enough. The rest 5 minutes was enough, but it's not enough. No?
Yeah, it's enough.
I know that we love this, we're sick, we're crazy, and we'll see how you will look next year and how many hair I will have next year, et cetera, et cetera.
I'll have less for sure, that's for sure. I want to talk about your process. Like, what's your process when you're creating a sculpture? And let's maybe start with like these really like big monuments. Mm-hmm. And I want to kind of go back to the glory of cavalry and Polish artillery. Because for me, that is something, like, when I heard about it, was different when it comes to the process. So can you talk about that process, creating something huge to that scale?
No, this is, oh my God, difficult. No, not a difficult question, but long answer, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell about this and show the difference with artistic process, because this is the signature of our time.
Yeah.
Look, generally, I don't know if this guys know this, another guys know this work, my last big monument, which I create with another guys. But normally, traditionally, and I have to say, from my perspective, more artistic still, the process looks like, you know, make the small model.
Mm-hmm.
And in this model, you think about, try to think about other things. Then the normal process.
And you make it out of clay,
Clay, but it's not so important what kind of clay. It's important, but you know, so it's so many things to explain. Mm-hmm. If you want, I can talk this, but you know,
I want to kind of get to know like what's the pipeline, as they would say, step
exactly,
by step.
Exactly. Yeah. But the first is of course the small, you know, concept sketch. And, you know, for this sketch, I use different materials. Depends on what kind of effect I want to get.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to put to this art more expression, more, you know, like a sketch, more energy, I mean, from abstraction character, then I use just water clay or NSP or something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if I want to do something as a concept sketch still, if I do something like, you know, more precisely, then I use, I don't know, another material. With him, I can do this work much more precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first step. And normally, in traditional way, we use, you know, big armature, tons of clay, many people, many assistants. I love work with assistants, but too much assistant is not so good. Many assistants. And this process is really long and really heavy because, you know, when you work in clay, you need, with so huge art, you spend 1 hour for unpacking this art, you know, from the foil. Then you have to have energy for sculpting, one small piece, and you see the armature, the clay, the 5, 7, 10 tons clay, and you think, I start the eye, and where is the legs? Where is the oh my God, so a lot of work.
I need to get to that.
but this process is very, very great because with so huge projects, you work with a lot of guys and you're building something like familia, like you do with movies or games. Okay. That's why I love this. And on the other side, you touch this material and you see the size. Because it's not the same when you create the concept in 30 centimeter and then you want to do this 5 meter or 10 meter. It's not, you use different rules. It's not like today, many guys are doing something smaller than using scanning and 3D machine and the same thinking about lines, texture, form for small size and then for the 5 size. This is not this rule. And back to the model from clay. And for this work, I need many time, many power, and again, time to reflection of this form. Because it's not point to point. You can do this, but this is creativity process too. And when you use the 3D model, you know, and you make some small model to big model, you forgot this creativity process. And as a sculptor, always I remember this. That's why I love this. I love this old technique of creating the huge art. And again, small model, big model from clay, then a lot of work with form. Plaster form. Oh my God, it's really, really heavy work and heavy time, long time. Then, you know, making the plaster casting, you know, I mean, doing again these old sculptures, glue together every pieces and make the monument together, like one form.
Yeah.
And then again, form for bronze cast, then bronze cast. But before this, the sculpture is cut for many pieces again, and then casting, then, you know, spabania.
Welding.
Welding these pieces from bronze, then, you know, cleaning, etc. Long and patini, patina process, etc.
Patina process, so it looks old,
It's really long process. This process needs for us, for artists, a lot of energy, but this is way. This is way. And the way stay in your life, in your soul, very deep. And this is what
defines us.
Define us. And this is very, very, very important. You feel this, I'm sure, from the game industry too. That's we. That's you and me. But today, the process can look, and in a lot of situations, looks different because many artists, me too, we starting with small clay, and today we use scanning machine, for example, Melnik machine, like with this horse monument. And after this Melnik machine, the process making this form in styropor, big size, we don't need spend a lot of time. So huge months, etc. And on the one side, this process is much easier, but much different. And that's why when I use the new technology, I try to think how can I use this technology not only from, you know, technical point, but from creativity point. What kind of form I will get finally when I will use this milling machine. That's why when I start the concept, in this moment, I have to think about what kind of technology process I will use to get the final effect. And today, when I think about the Cavalli monument, I'm happy with this work. It's, in my opinion, it's interesting art, but it's not. You can see this and say your opinion. But I'm sure if I will start this work again, I can do this work much, much expressive, dynamic and interesting if when I will use another technique, I mean more traditional technique.
Okay.
Because the process with the size one-to-one, the process is much more, I can do this process much more artistic. With milling machine, with the process with scanning milling machine, we did this process, I don't know how can I say in English, płaski, flat, more flat. Flat for doing something still interesting, but even flat. And that's why a lot of time when I talk with young guys who sculpt about doing some art in different size, I try to explain, this is your decision. What kind of part of process with art, generally art, in this moment with sculptors, it's your decision what kind of part from in this process you want to keep still as a creativity process or only technical process, yeah? Because you can do creativity process only the small model, and the rest is the only technical process. But in the traditional art, every process should be still creativity. Because in model, you make the decision about the character, etc. In other size, you have time to taste the surface. Feel this every detail, the size, change the, a little bit proportion. Give the power, keep the power from small model to the big, because the feeling is totally different. You have to remember, you create this from this place, but then you will put the art in different places. Then the process with casting and the cleaning this art and patining is very important. That's why this process is, it's your decision. What kind of part of this this process you want to treat as a creativity process or technical? It's with creatures as monsters, it's different, because the process is much shorter. I mean, of course, with my work, but really with art, with materials especially, this is a lot of levels.
I like that you're talking about, you know, when you're creating a concept in the first concept and then going through the process, instead of just having a process which replicates what you did in the beginning, throughout this process you need to be thinking about creativity and actually going back and looking at it, maybe I can change something, and you're always like, you know, going back and forth, back and forth, so it's an iterative process instead of just being okay, small to big. Yeah, we have the technology, we can mold everything. Like you say, you have the styropor, you have, and then you pretty much you cut it up, then you translate it into bronze, you weld it together, finish it, put the patina on, done, right? And then
it's not a factory, right?
So there's no, like, you know,
assembly line.
Boom, 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 out.
I sometimes when I explain about this, I try to make compare like sinusoida. I don't know how it's in English, sinusoida.
I know what you mean. I don't know.
Let's call it sinusoid.
Sinusoid, I think. Yeah. I think that is the thing.
The process is like many sinusoida and in the same time. You know, I mean the meaning, the feeling, the technical points. And the everybody are different, you know, and you have to be all the time carefully. Because the moment when the sinusoida make something like a...
Where they cross each other.
This is the point.
Yeah.
When you should be, you know, concentrate. What it means? What it means? Oh, I won't forget this. What it means? Ah, it's this. And do this, Nice work.
Yeah, the cavalry is also a great example because there's so much detail, especially on the horses. I remember the muscles, the veins, all those things. They're very real, and it's in motion because they're charging ahead, and so the horses, they are in gallop. So that also is incredible to actually have that stand and show the motion and the history behind it. It's big.
Again, we back to the emotion, to the move, to the expression. And you said a lot of detail. On the one side, yes. On the other, no, from my perspective, for example. Because using the, this technique, I mean the milling machine, I make the process shorter. That's why I have to think about how should I sculpt the surface and how should I play with detail in this form and move to keep this energy, the power inside. That's why, look, the horse, okay, looks like a horse. I hope we'll see.
I mean, it's like a real horse.
When it's squint eyes, it lasts.
And, but look, the surface is really clean on the on the horse, really clean. The guys, again, looks like a guys. But to keep the energy in this monument, I made something like, you know, to this clean surface with this guy, with the horse, I built the surface showing the line, the strong texture. For example, jak nie wiem, jak to jest, paski takie przy tych koniach.
Stripes?
Yeah.
Stripes.
You can see.
These stripes that kind of go over the horse,
Exactly. A lot of stripes, And this moment is very important because everything is vibration in this culture. That's why you can feel it's move.
It's flowing,
it's moving,
right?
It's like flowing in the air, like because they're in gallop, so they're in motion, right?
And with sun, you can see the line in bronze, and you can see the shadow on the sculptures. And it makes much more, you know, contrast because dynamic is contrast always. I talk about this yesterday in my workshop. But generally, this, with horse, I use simple surface, clean surface, guy, and a lot of line, you know, a lot of small detail without texture, just simple form. And these elements, every small elements, makes this dynamic composition, I believe, still dynamic. It's not like creatures, not like designing, you know, creatures. When I so concentrate on design, you know, this surface and this surface, this texture, skin, I don't know, something different. Clean, clean texture, but at first the form and line. That's why it is very dynamic. But so, please go there if you will. If you have time, go there and see it in real.
It's very impressive.
It's about...
For those that don't know where. If you're in Poland, go to Komarów and see it.
It's huge.
It's about 20 meters tall, 800,000 tons.
Assembled with a crane.
800,000, that was actually...
800,000.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's how long actually did it take you to make it from the initial concept?
You know, it's a pandemic. It was a difficult time. But generally we have... schedule to doing this in 1 year. I mean the model together maybe 1.5 year, and we are ready for doing this, but the pandemic was coming and everything was destroyed, and we wasn't sure that we will finish this work in the future. And with this time with pandemic, we did it in 3 years. It was not so long, even with pandemic, but why? Because we use the milling machine, because normally I think if we start with, you know, traditional way, we need for this much long time. I think maybe 3 years for
slower process
for sculpting and then casting. But 3 years was not so bad.
You also do things which are more, let's say, pop culture. I recently saw, you know, Godzilla and Kong. You've done stuff for The Witcher and for Cyberpunk. Where does this come from? Like, is it your overall love for pop culture? Do you kind of do it because you feel like maybe it's a business thing? Or is it the time that you grew up in? Because I feel like... For me and Sebastian, it's easy. We love comic books. We love games. We grew up on comic books, games, TV shows, animated series. How's it been for you?
Okay.
Because it's present there.
What should I say? You know, this is... I can say only this passion from childhood. But let me say a little bit about the childhood, because I grew up in 70 and 80s last century in small city, and of course
in Poland.
In Poland, Poland, close to the, you know, jak jest granica, board, close border, to the border. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in the 80s, we had nothing. Yeah?
Yeah.
No comics. Okay, I'm from very poor family, and I didn't have the comics. Yeah? Mm-hmm. I heard only about the comics. Yeah? That's why when I heard about something or I saw something in the movie, I was so fascinated. And I want to just have it. That's why I start create this in clay and plasticine, because only this material I had, and it was not easy, like in Gdańsk, even in 80s last century, go to shop and buy something like Ilian or something like that. Yeah. I had just a clay and like a boisko.
A field, like a soccer field or a football field,
And that's all.
Yeah.
And my imagination, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember when I start the passion, I'm sure you remember in the past in the cinema we had something like placard, I don't know, a lot of
posters on the wall. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And every, you know, not every time, but a lot of night I go there, put the piece of paper, and I draw the character, the Han Solo.
Oh, nice.
I don't know, Godzilla, etc., etc. And then I sculpt it, and I played with my creatures on the outside. You know, with kałuże, w kałuże wody, I don't remember.
In puddles, like in muddy puddles. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was, you know, great time, and in this moment, you know, I got something like infected with this, And I remember this. I have this deep in my soul. But, you know, time flies. We grow up, and the process of education in Poland looks totally different. I remember my time in the gymnasium. I don't know how can I say.
That's like from sixth to eighth grade.
And I went there. And on the right side, it's for me, you know, fascinated because I'm art school, And on the other side, I was shocked because they told me Terminator, something like that, or creatures. Go to drawing, you know, Martwa Natura. I don't know how can I say this like this.
Yeah.
And I remember my first year in this school. I lived in internat. I don't like internat po angielsku. Not academic.
So it's like when you have like a university and you also have housing, kind of. They're like student housing. Yeah, it's called in English.
Exactly. And in the first year at the school, I sculpt steel Terminator, you know, from plasticine. And all the time, it was the very important time because I improved my passion with sculpting.
So you have a better craft.
From pop culture.
Yeah.
Not from, you know, high art. Yeah. I don't know what mean. Only from pop culture, because I tried to be close to pop art. That's why for this day I love watching movies and, you know, be close to popular art. Yeah? But improve my passion from this way. Yeah? But it was still difficult to understand the guy who teach me because we have the traditional way.
Yeah, they were talking about fine arts, process, probably. Yeah. Like, look at, you know, the beautiful, like, you know, art, and especially the sculptures. We always go back to, like, you know, the classics. Yeah. Like, you go to Louvre, you see the
which is also good, right? But you know,
yeah, but also it's very hard to for a professor who has that mindset that art should be only, you know, like it was back in centuries
only
ago.
Only Michelangelo.
Michelangelo. Then.
Yeah.
Okay, it's cool because this is history and this is...
It's important.
Well, yeah. Of course. But don't forget to be open always.
Yeah.
Michelangelo, it was 600 years ago.
Yeah.
Rodin, 200 years ago, 100 years ago. But it's time for us.
Yeah.
Radziewicz is now.
Radziewicz. Yes. Exactly. But what I want to say, and then, look, in that time, I start slowly forgot about this passion, you know, with this designing the creatures and monster. it was slowly process, yeah, and I was more concentrated about the traditional art, drawing beautiful, you know, figures, sculpting traditional art, etc., etc. And of course, it was good too, but with process of teaching, we have to really be carefully. For my opinion, we should show and explain what kind of tools and area you have. But this is your decision during your soul, which way you will choose. And then I finished the gymnasium, go to the academy, the fine art, and it was again the same. Rodin. And I believe in that time, I believed so strong in classical art, you know, high art, that's I totally forgot about this. I never thought again about, you know, doing something. I should say, when I look this work, what the fuck is it? Shit, this is kitsch. What is it? This is kitsch. You know?
Yeah.
This is incredible. And I remember my time after academy. You know? I don't know, it was naturally. You know? I met my friends, we talked a little bit. I started doing something different stuff, another size. And one day I and my friend did something like Udok Creative Studio. It was a short episode. Yeah? You know, you remember that we started doing this. And we met first time with process The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt.
Yeah.
And all the time I called my friends, we have to meet with these guys, this is good moment. But I want this. I feel it's good moment to improve, to back with my feeling to this word, popular
culture,
art. But I don't understand this like today. Yeah? I feel it, but, you know, during so many years with classical education was difficult. But today I'm happy that I press my friends to call to him, try to, you know, prepare the meeting and something like that, because always I was concentrated, focused on my work. Yeah? And from that time, when I did, you know, The Witcher 3, the figure, I understood this is me. This is part of me, which I forgot during this many years. Yeah, and after this moment, I back to the, you know, to the creating the creatures, monster, and I'm very happy because today I know that I'm much more, jakiś świadomy, much more
mindful
artist. Yeah? Because at the Academy of Fine Art.
More aware, I would even say, self-awareness in this case,
And because at the Academy of Fine Art, I got knowledge about masses, material, proportion, etc. But my imagination, I mean, very huge imagination, was, you know, just like, you know,
collapsed,
close,
squashed.
And I need many times to, you know, make my mind my much more
open,
fluently and open. Yeah, that's why I'm happy, and that's why I miss, you know, to jump different wall and touch different material. That's why I'm happy that we have connection for today, and we share our passion. And I believe, I'm sure that we'll do many things together and put all the time the jakieś wyzwania.
New challenge,
vision, because we need this.
We love challenges,
like narcotic.
Yeah.
You know?
This is like a drug.
This is a driver.
All right. I think we have it. I just want to close off with like a simple answer. What inspires you today?
What inspires?
Apart from working with new material and challenges, like what else inspires you?
Again, questions. Gosh,
For you that don't know, gonshe means like hit the curb. Like, what the hell? Why are you asking me questions again?
Okay, I said simple question, simple answer. Word, whatever it is.
Beautiful.
You can answer yourself
can be anything.
From your soul, what it means, word.
Beautiful. We have it. Tomek Radziewicz, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for watching, and we hope that you did enjoy this episode as much as we did.
It was an amazing one, and as always, don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, all that jazz. Let us know what you're thinking about the episodes. And as always, let's stay in touch and we'll see you in the next one.